2 Corinthians chapter 12, 1 through 10. I am obliged to boast. It does no good, but I shall go on to tell of visions and revelations granted by the Lord. I knew a Christian man who 14 years ago, whether in the body or out of it, I don't know, God knows, was caught up as far as the third heaven. And I know that this same man, whether in the body or out of it, I do not know, God knows, was caught up into paradise and heard words so secret that human lips may not repeat them. About such a man as that, I'm ready to boast, but I will not boast on my own account except of my weaknesses. Did you notice that? I will boast of my weaknesses or infirmities. If I should choose to boast, it would not be the boast of a fool, for I should be speaking the truth. But I refrain because I should not like anyone to form an estimate of me which goes beyond the evidence of his own eyes and ears. And so, to keep me from being unduly elated by the magnificence of revelations, I was given a sharp physical pain, which came as Satan's messenger to bruise me, to buffet me. This was to save me from being unduly elated. Three times I begged the Lord to rid me of it. But his answer was, "My grace is all you need. Power comes to its full strength in weakness. I shall therefore prefer to find my joy and pride in the very things that are my weaknesses. And then the power of Christ will come and rest upon me. Hence I'm well content, for Christ's sake, with weaknesses, contempt, persecution, hardship, and frustration. For when I'm weak, then I am strong." Now, I want to guarantee you something. That if the impact of this principle has not found its way into your heart and does tonight, you're going to come to a new kind of liberty. I never will forget, years after I began to discover and entered into the truths of identification, I thought for a while all troubles were gone. I thought I'd died and gone to heaven. However, after some time, I found out this wasn't heaven. And there was difficulty. Now, I had a problem. I didn't believe that folks who walked in victory were supposed to have problems. So I had two problems. I had problems, and I didn't think I was supposed to have problems. In reality, I had three problems. I had problems, I didn't think I was supposed to have problems, and I couldn't go to anybody because of that problem. Now, that'll fix you. And one day, I began to discover that other people were having problems too. Now, I realize this ought not to have made me glad, but just tickled me to death. And I found out that when I had some liberty to share with them what I was going through, and they shared with me what they were going through, there was a strange liberty. For instance, tonight, as you sit where you're sitting, you really don't want us to know some of the things you've been going through. A fuss you've had with your wife or husband or some little old silly thing that somebody as wise and mature as you just shouldn't get into. And you would rather we not know that way down deep there's a hurt that you've never voiced to anybody. And I never will forget the day, after years and years as the pastor of the church. I pastored the church for nearly 17 years. Saw it grow from a baby to a monstrous church as far as size was concerned. And you know, I had the idea that a preacher ought to minister from his strengths. And I think that's true. But you see, when you minister only from your strengths, you minister rather narrowly because you don't have all that many. And then you have to put on a juggling act to juggle your masks to keep people from finding out that you do have problems like every other human being. And if you're not careful, you'll get what a friend of mine calls a hernia of the soul juggling your masks. They'll be so heavy. And one day I just took off the mask, stood in my pulpit, and said, "Folks, I'm hurting. I've got problems. I need you." I never will forget the impact of that. My associate broke down and started bawling. And we came to a new understanding.